Imagine being on a simple school field trip when the world around you transforms into something sinister. This is what happens to Olivia Adler, only to her friends, when her sixth grade class visits Misty Valley Farm in rural Vermont. What should have been an ordinary autumn excursion becomes a nightmare when their bus breaks down in thick fog and their driver smiles unnaturally before warning, "At nightfall, they'll come for the rest of you." As darkness falls, scarecrows with garden tools for hands emerge from the cornfields, hunting children who must learn to avoid large places at night and keep to small spaces to survive. This eerie warning echoes one Ollie received days earlier from a distraught woman at her secret swimming hole, the same woman who now owns the farm they're visiting. The connection? A mysterious book called Small Spaces that Ollie stole from the woman. A book that tells a century-old tale of disappearances, bargains with a smiling man, and souls trapped between worlds. 11-year-old Ollie isn't your typical sixth grader. With a brilliant mathematical mind and preference for books over people, she spent the past year hiding in stories rather than facing her grief. Since her mother's death, Ollie has withdrawn from everything, finding solace only in novels and her purple oval house, nicknamed The Egg. Her connection to her mother remains through a digital watch, her mother's last gift, which has been displaying cryptic messages like run and countdown timers since the field trip began. When Ollie prevents a strange woman from throwing a small black book into Thistle Falls, she discovers it tells the story of Beth Webster and two cousins, Jonathan and Caleb. Their rivalry for Beth's affection ended in Caleb's mysterious disappearance during an October storm. The tale describes Jonathan's bargain with a sinister, smiling man who emerged from the mist, offering to bring Caleb back for a price. As Ollie reads deeper, the boundary between fiction and reality begins to blur terrifyingly. The nightmare materializes when their bus breaks down in fog. After their teacher leaves for help, the driver reveals his true nature before disappearing. Seeing scarecrows in the cornfield, Ollie follows her watch's warning to run while her classmates mock her. Only two join her, tiny, artistic Coco Zintner and popular athlete Brian Battersby. As night falls, they find threatening words on trees, "We see you." Scarecrows with rake horns attack, nearly capturing Brian before they hide in a cave. From shelter, they witness scarecrows marching their captured classmates in a silent line through the forest. The three spend the night huddled together, Coco and Brian quietly crying. By morning, they realize they're trapped in a shadow world where reality has shifted. With no cell service and dying phones, these unlikely allies must rely on each other. Ollie shares Beth Webster's complete story, revealing chilling parallels. When her watch displays cryptic messages starting with river and a countdown, they decide to trust this supernatural guidance despite their fears. The misty forest journey transforms each child. Brian evolves from mere jock to protective leader. Tiny Coco displays unexpected agility and courage. Ollie emerges from grief, applying her analytical mind to supernatural puzzles. In a moonlit clearing, they encounter Kathy Webster offering gingerbread and tea, a pleasant scene until the food turns to putrid dust and scarecrow faces press against every window. Horror intensifies when they discover classmates transformed into grotesque scarecrows throughout the woods. Brian breaks down seeing his best friend transformed, revealing the human cost of the smiling man's magic. At Linda Webster's farmhouse, now a decaying shadow of its daytime self, scarecrows advance with raised tool hands. Inside, Ollie meets Beth Webster's ghost, who reveals the truth. Seth, the smiling man, has trapped souls for centuries. Beth shares the crucial secret. Water from Letha Creek can break his spells and restore the scarecrows. In the cornfield maze's center, Ollie confronts Seth, the farm worker revealed as the ancient smiling man, with his cat, Behemoth. He explains his deal with Miss Webster, saving her failing farm in exchange for the sixth graders' souls. Seth offers Ollie a terrible choice: freedom for her mother, whose voice calls from the corn, and two friends if she drops Beth's book in the river and promises to let him in someday. Stalling, Ollie confirms Lethe Creek water can transform scarecrows back to humans. When pressed, Ollie makes her bravest choice, refusing the deal and recognizing the voice isn't truly her mother's, but an illusion. She realizes her mother has been with her through the watch all along. In this moment, Ollie confronts both the supernatural threat and her grief, finding strength in the truth that loved ones remain with us after death. Using water from her bottle, Ollie defeats Seth by pointing out he broke the rules by taking what Miss Webster had no right to give. Admitting defeat, Seth warns he'll return before vanishing. The aftermath brings both resolution and lingering mystery. In the cornfield, ghostly figures of Beth and Kathy Webster appear beside two scarecrows in black clothing, Jonathan and Caleb, reunited after centuries apart. Ollie uses the final water drops to transform the remaining scarecrows to human form, then leads the disoriented group through the maze. They emerge at dawn beside their school bus, surrounded by police and worried parents. Miss Webster breaks down, confessing about the scarecrows and the smiling man's offer. Seeing her father, Ollie rushes to embrace him. Her mother's watch chimes one last time, displaying love. Ollie whispers, "Love you too, Mom," carrying everything she's learned about courage and loss. The events defy explanation. Miss Webster vanishes before her court appearance, leaving Ollie wondering if the smiling man's influence reaches beyond the farm. The public creates theories about government conspiracies or hallucinogens, but only Ollie, Brian, and Coco know what truly happened. Small Spaces explores grief and courage through Ollie's journey from isolation to engagement, from hiding in books to confronting reality. The novel's central metaphor works on multiple levels. Physically, small spaces shield children from scarecrows. Emotionally, Ollie has retreated into her grief, shutting out connection. Her journey reveals that while small spaces offer temporary safety, true healing requires venturing outward and forming relationships. The supernatural elements externalize internal struggles. Seth's offer to reunite Ollie with her mother represents the temptation of denial over acceptance. The hollow scarecrows with false faces embody the emptiness of pretending everything is fine. Through her ordeal, Ollie discovers her mother remains with her through memory, love, and courage, not supernatural means. By refusing the smiling man's bargain, she chooses truth over comforting illusion, beginning genuine healing. Bravery isn't the absence of fear, but the willingness to face it. Sometimes the smallest spaces, a hiding place, a book's pages, or the corners of our hearts where we keep those we've lost, provide just enough shelter to gather courage before stepping back into the wider world.